Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In this country, there is an expression that dates back to the 1970s, an expression that we still use today. An expression that I am sure that many of us have heard somewhere along the way. And it goes like this. When we have successfully completed a task or an assignment in an outstanding way, when we have done a really good job, or we are on track to completing that assignment, so that we will emerge in a noteworthy way, we sometimes say that we have hit the nail on the head. We've hit it straight. Straight and sure and accurately. So that we've nailed it. And the positive results are clearly seen and cannot be denied. And in the sixth section of Psalm 119, in verse 41 through verse 48, the psalmist wants to hit the nail on the head. He wants to get his relationship with the Lord right. In fact, this section of this psalm is entitled Vav in Hebrew, the sixth letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means a nail. So in verse 41, the psalmist says, Lord, despite my failures along the way, despite my shortcomings, I want to please you. I want to get it right. That is truly my greatest desire. Lord, you can do all things. So I pray that your loving kindnesses, hesed in Hebrew, your mercy, your goodness, and your kindness may come to me, may reach down even to me. O Lord, in your mercy, make a way for me to reach you. I hunger and I thirst for you. I long for the rest that is found in you through your salvation. Teshuva in Hebrew. Through the deliverance that you allow to come to me according to the promises of your word. The Word of God gives us answers. It gives us the answers that we long for. It gives us the answers that we need. We need to look no further than the Word of God. Meet me where I am, the psalmist cries out, so that in helping me, in saving me, you might be glorified. And he adds, what can I give to you, the God of the universe, in return for your mercy to me? What can I give you except to live my life to glorify your name? What else can we give to the Lord? What else can we do except to glorify Him for the salvation that he has given to us. So then the psalmist says in verse 42, then I will have an answer for him who reproaches me. Haraf in Hebrew. An answer for the enemies of God who despise you, Lord. And so they insult me as they wonder why God would save a sinner like me. But the psalmist says this, despite their insults, despite their ridicule, I continue to trust and to rely on your word. And I continue to use your word to silence the enemies of God. It is there, in the word of God, that we are to take our stand. And so in verse 43, the psalmist once again cries out to the Lord, and he says, do not take your word, the word of truth, utterly out of my mouth. For if I didn't have your word, what would I do? How could I live? What would I say? I would have nothing of eternal value to say. How could I answer those who blaspheme your name and who ridicule those of us who follow you? Because my words, my opinions are of little value. But the word of God, your word, is of great value. And it is the truth of the word of God where we are to take our stand, so that we can boldly proclaim his word in the power of the Spirit of God. So the psalmist says, let my life reflect your word, for I wait in hope for your ordinances, for your word to instruct me, to correct me, to vindicate me, to validate my life, to do what you have said that it will do in my life. The wicked. Who are the wicked? The wicked are those who reject the offer of salvation in Christ. They will be judged. They will be separated from him forever because they have rejected the warning that God has given to us in his word. While those of us who come to him for salvation and for the forgiveness of our sin, we'll enjoy life with him forever, as we are told in his word. It's all here. There is nothing that has been hidden from us. So we are all without excuse. So the psalmist reasons in verse 44, I will carefully and I will diligently keep your law, your instruction to me. I will guard it. How will he guard it? How will we guard it? I will guard it by my obedience to it. Continually, with all that is within me, with the strength that you give to me, even forever and ever, he says, where I will live in perfect obedience, where I will live in perfect harmony with you. And so forever, I will walk in liberty. Roha in Hebrew. In freedom. free from the slavery of sin. Even now, we have that freedom. As we travel through the wilderness of this life on the path to glory, seeking to know and to understand the mind of the Lord through His Word along the way, so that our lives might be brought into line with Him and with His Word. We have freedom in Christ. Truly, those who belong to Jesus Christ are the only ones who are free. And so the psalmist continues in verse 45, and he says, I will seek your precepts, which you have entrusted to me in your word, which you have given to me as a gift to me to guide me on the path of life. So I will speak boldly, he says in verse 46. I will speak confidently, and I will speak without fear. And I will declare the truth of your testimonies as a witness for you before everyone, even before kings, before those in authority. I will not shrink back. I will not be ashamed of you and your word. Your word is truth. Your word is life. But I will delight myself in your commandments to me and hold on to them close to me. Words which I love, the psalmist says. And so I will lift up my hands in prayer and in praise and in worship to you as your servant, ready to embrace your commandments with great affection for you and for your word, which I love, ahav in Hebrew, which I love deeply. I cling to your word with all of my heart. And I will meditate upon your statutes. Siach, your word, will occupy my mind. It will occupy my time. It will occupy my life. Your word will set my life on fire in worship and in praise and in obedience in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then we will have hit the nail on the head. Then we will have nailed it. May these words be the words of our heart today. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.